Welcome to the Gifted to Give podcast. I am Brother Gian. If you're new to podcasting, you're in the right place. I can't wait to share to all of you how wonderful God is as we celebrate the 500 years of Christianity in the Philippines. Good day, listeners. We have once again Monsignor Achilles Dakay as he will preach and teach to us the good news of the gospel for this Sunday,
August 6, 2023.
We have a great number of listeners, downloads, and interactions. We at Gifted to Give Podcast would like to thank everyone for their support.
We are blessed to have our sponsor for our podcast, Podmetrics. Thank you so much, Podmetrics, for the support, and I urge everyone to support them as well.
And now, without further ado, please join us in welcoming Monsignor Achilles Dakay.
Good morning to all of you on this first Friday of the month of August. August 4 is the feast of our patron saint. We priests, diocesan and religious, have a patron saint, Saint John Mary Vianney, whose photo we have on the background. Actually, it's a large stampita that I bought from ours. You know, Saint John Mary Vianney was born on May 4, 1786, but he died on August 4, 1859, after being parish priest of ours up in the hills of France for 41 years. He has been declared our patron saint. So today is a big day for us priests. At once, may I quote what he has said. A priest is not a priest for himself. He is a priest for others. We shall see what we can learn from this feast. Now, Sunday next is a 4 day in one. It is, of course, the Lord's Day, Sunday. It is the 18th Sunday in ordinary time. It is St. John Mary Vianney Sunday, and it is the Feast of the Transfiguration. So again, let us see what we can learn from the fourth mystery of light, the Transfiguration, and from the feast of our patron saint, St. Mary Vianney. Let us first read what the three evangelists have narrated, have recorded about the audiovisual event we call the Transfiguration of our Lord. But before the reading of Matthew 17:1-9, let us pray. Almighty Father, send your Holy Spirit upon us, that we may read your word with faith, reflect on it with hope, and realize it with love, following the example of your only begotten Son, from whom we find freedom, fulfillment, and the future with you forever. In the name of the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. And now let us listen to the reading of the Cycle A Gospel assigned for this coming Sunday, Matthew 17:1-9.
Jesus took Peter, James, and his brother John, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, conversing with him. Then Peter said to Jesus in reply, Lord, it is good that we are here. If you wish, I will make three tents here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. While he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud cast a shadow over them. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. When the disciples heard this, they fell prostrate and were very much afraid. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, Rise, and do not be afraid. And when the disciples raised their eyes, they saw no one else but Jesus alone. As they were coming down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, Do not tell the vision to anyone until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead.
Thank you very much, Miss Vistil, for reading for us the gospel assigned for next Sunday, God willing. This gospel has a parallel text in Mark chapter 9 as well as in Luke chapter 9. We shall study the three gospels because they narrate to us the same event but with different details. Now you must have been hearing homilies about the Feast of the Transfiguration because it is the fourth mystery of light which you meditate on during the recitation of the Rosary. But I will point out something else and something more other than the usual and the traditional. I'd like to call your attention to Peter, James, and John. Why they were the three privileged to be eye and ear witnesses to this audiovisual event called Transfiguration. Jesus has assigned these three a mission difficult to accomplish, a ministry difficult to perform, and a message difficult to deliver. That's why Jesus, the good teacher, the good master, properly prepared the three. The three of them, Peter, James, and John. We know that Peter, originally called Simon, was renamed Peter the Rock, on which Jesus would found his church. From church history, we know that James was the first apostle sent out to preach in Spain. And he was the first to witness the personal appearance of Mary in Saragossa as Virgen del Pilar. And St. James was the first apostle who was sent back to Jerusalem, made a bishop, and was martyred there. So he was the first apostle to die. And his brother John, the beloved disciple, was the last apostle. He lived up until his old age as the beloved disciple of Jesus. So I repeat, the three of them, because of their specific mission, ministry, and message, were very properly prepared by Jesus. Let us see how. Aside from being eye and ear witnesses to the Transfiguration, the three of them were also eye and ear witnesses to the raising back to life of the 12-year-old and only daughter of Jairus, who, Jesus said, was not dead, but just asleep. And secondly, the three of them were also eye and ear witnesses to the agony in the garden, where Jesus declared, "Father, let this cup of suffering away from me, but not my will, but yours be done." So he prepared them with three visual aids, audio visual aids. They were prepared properly with this transfiguration, which is a preview of the resurrection, but only after he had told them about his suffering, death. Meaning, therefore, part and parcel of the preparation, proper preparation for the three of them, were those three events, so that they be properly prepared to understand that the resurrection will only come according to the will of the Father after the five sorrowful mysteries: the agony in the garden, scourging at the pillar, the crowning with thorns, the carrying of the cross, and the crucifixion. That was how they were being prepared, that they may be prepared to understand. And in this transfiguration, the Father precisely spoke to the three of them and said, "This Jesus transfigured is my beloved Son. Listen to him." That would be the best part of the proper preparation, to listen to Jesus. Not only to look at him at the transfiguration, but to learn from him, to live by him. So there you are. This is all about proper preparation for assignments. But allow me to talk about priests, about ourselves. This is our big day. Imagine this Friday till Sunday. Friday to Sunday is our big day. So we should be reflecting on this dignity of ours as priests. How should we be properly prepared? And let me go straight. Since the Holy Mass is for us the center and the circumference of our priestly mission, ministry, and message, let us ask ourselves, my brother priests, how properly prepared are we to celebrate the Mass every time we are privileged to celebrate it? I say we must be properly prepared. First of all, to come to Mass on time, as scheduled, meaning prompt and punctual. Second, you be prepared to celebrate Mass with proper attire, properly dressed, with what we call vestments. And thirdly, we be prepared with proper attitude, as a presider and a preacher, not an entertainer. And lastly, and above all, we must be properly prepared with a sermon, a homily that properly drives home a point, because it is short, simple, and straight to the point. A point that you, parishioners, can properly take home. That is how we be properly prepared to celebrate Mass, which is our privilege to do. Therefore, we ask ourselves, and this is the questions that I'd like you to raise to your priests in your respective parishes. Father, how is your preparation for a sermon, for a homily that is short, simple, and straight to the point? Let us learn from Saint John Mary Vianney. You know, when he was a seminarian, he was studying for the priesthood, but in most subjects he failed. But since he was a very good priest, a good seminarian, behaving well, he was supposed to be ordained. But there was a final comprehension exams. He could not answer the questions as a seminarian. In fact, at the end of the session, one professor called him, "John, you are a complete ass, A-S-S. You are a complete ass." But then, the seminarian, John, said, "Father, remember Samson in the Old Testament killed many Philistines with a jackbone of an ass. An ass is a wild horse." Just imagine, Father, what this complete ass can do. And indeed, John, once a priest, was not good, was not killing on the pulpit as a preacher, but he was killing sinners, as it were, as confessor inside the confessional box. You know, 2009 to 2010 was declared a year for priests, and it was the 150th year after the death precisely of Saint John Mary Vianney. And there was on June 7 an international retreat for priests in Ars. I asked permission to go there, and we were permitted by Cardinal Vidal, five of us: Father Balbuena, Father Navales, Father Herrera, Monsignor Gamaliel, and I myself. We were five of us Cebuana priests who were lucky enough, privileged, to attend that international retreat for priests. And our retreat master then was Cardinal Christoph Schönborn. And precisely he told us this story about Ars. Ars is a small village up in the hills of France. At that time, Ars had only 26 families, and we were told that Father John Mary Vianney spent more time inside the confessional box. He was not, I repeat, a good preacher, but a very good confessor. Then the retreat master told us the story that when Father John Mary Vianney received his first assignment to this small village up in the hills of France called Ars, E-R-S, very gladly he received the assignment, and he walked to Ars. He went up the hills, but he got lost. Luckily, on the way, he met a little boy. This is the story that was told us by our retreat master. So he asked the little boy, "Do you know how to get to Ars?" The little boy said, "Yes, I live there." So Father John said, "Little boy, show me how to get to Ars, and I will show you how to get to heaven." That's a very simple, very short, and very straight point homily. And John was like that. His talks, his sermons, his homilies were all very, very short, very simple, and very straight to the point. So, here we are. We learn from the Transfiguration mystery how to properly prepare ourselves for any assignment, for whatever we are assigned to do, wherever we are assigned, uphill or down in the city. And from Saint John Mary Vianney, let's learn to be prepared properly with masses, with sermons that are short, simple, and straight to the point. So here, I pause for some of your reflections. And please raise questions about your priests, or recommendations that you would like to sound off for them to do. This is the chance for your parishioners to tell us, priests, who we should be and what we should do. Saint John Mary Vianney, I repeat, has said, a priest is not a priest for himself. He is a priest for others.
And now, words from our sponsor. If you're a current podcaster or plan to create your own podcast soon, I want to share with you the tool that I use to help me monetize my podcast. It's called Podmetrics. Podmetrics is a platform that allows you to have full control of how you monetize your podcast. You can collab with brands and choose between the many merchants that fit your podcast's audience. It also gives you tips and samples on how to execute your ads properly to maximize your earning potential. Plus, you can track how many of your listeners you were able to convert and know how much you've earned in real time. Cashing out is also a breeze. So if you're a podcaster, make sure you sign up by clicking the link in the description box of this episode and use the referral code 500YOCCebu so you can monetize your podcast too. Thank you, Podmetrics. And now, back to our podcast.
Hello, Mons.
Hello.
Thank you for the reflection that we should always be prepared for God's assignment to us. Indeed, the Holy Mass is a privilege we can have more reverence to.
Right, so there you are. That is why Friday after Friday, I have been trying to stress the point that Mass should be the center and the circumference of our mission, ministry, and message.
Another reflection here. Good evening, Mons.
Hello.
Happy feast day to all diocesan priests. Indeed, St. John Vianney is a true example, an apostle of preparing for heaven, despite his not being intelligent and assigned to a small parish. He converted many lost souls for Jesus. God help us indeed in our preparation for heaven.
Father John Mary Vianney made himself a saint as 41 parish priest of Ars. He is known as the curé of Ars, the parish priest of Ars. And there were only, I repeat, less than 30 families in that parish. And I remember the Cardinal Master of Retreats told us, naturally, he made himself a saint in that small parish because he had more time to pray than to play. Question.
Mons, unsaon namo ingnon ang pari na taas ra kaayo ihang humili? I will tell him, be like St. John Vianney.
You know what? In America, excuse the reference to, in America, there is a parish. During the week, especially on Wednesday, some of them would get together in a private house and seek for an issue that they may suggest to the priest to talk about on Sunday. They would agree on where, in what part, in what section of the parish the problem is, and they would kindly recommend to the parish priest, and the parish priest was just too willing to accept it. In other words, help the priest get an idea of what exactly is the issue that he can talk about, so that you will hear him talk about what you already are concerned about, or else he will talk about anything not related to the parish situation. You can, but I tell you, you cannot criticize a priest constructively if you do not know him. And you do not know him if you are not a friend of his. Befriend your priest, take them to a cup of coffee, etc. And that's the only time Because if you do not know the priest, your criticism will not amount to anything. You will not say, taas sa imong wali pader, oy, nindot on top, pero taas, bate. But you can say that when you are friends already drinking cup of coffee, Father, nindot ka itong imong wali, Father, pero taas sa saboy. So different kayo ang imong approach. But you say the same words. And he will just be appreciative of your intention to hear from him a homily that is short, simple, and straight to the point. Suggest to him an issue that can impact your lives.
Good morning, Mons.
Good morning.
Thank you for sharing the short homily of St. John Vianney to the little boy. In my life, I can try to live simply, talk simply, and simply live a life imitating Christ. Thank you for sharing the beautiful witnesses of St. John Vianney.
That's true. So don't let us these days pass without learning a lesson from the life of Saint John Mary Vianney and from the Feast of the Transfiguration. Be prepared. Because I remember there was a priest who was invited to deliver a sermon. He asked, what shall I talk about? He was told, talk about work. About work, the value of work. And so he prepared a sermon. But then he stressed the point. He emphasized the dignity of work in the life of Saint Joseph the worker. Okay, so when he was in the church, he was on the pulpit, he talked about San Jose ang mamumuo, Saint Joseph the worker. But right after a few minutes, the parish priest approached him and said, Father, our patron saint here is not Saint Joseph, his son Isidro Labrador. No, I said, yes, okay, Labrador means worker. And so San Jose and Isidro are the same. They are working. In other words, his preparation was not proper about San Isidro Labrador. It's about work. So he concentrated on San Jose, but he was prepared but not properly prepared because he was not sure who the patron saint of that parish was. Another story I learned. There was a priest invited to preach during a fiesta. He did not even concelebrate because he was there in the sacristy preparing his sermon, walking up and down the sacristy. And the sacristan said, what is that, Father? He said, this is my homily that I shall deliver during the Mass. Okay. When the Mass was on, he did not concelebrate. He stayed in the sacristy. And when it was time for the Holy Gospel, everybody was standing up. Somebody else read the Gospel. After the Gospel, this priest, invited to preach, entered the church. with pride, I am the preacher. So he went to the pulpit. He had his papers on the ambu. He started to talk brilliantly according to the papers. But then, a few minutes after he began, that same sacristan placed a ventilador. Ventilador right behind him. And the wind blew down the papers of the preacher. He got lost. He could not anymore preach. Miserably, he ended his sermon. And very humbly, he went down back to the sacristy. The sacristan asked him, "Father, if you had gone down as you went up, you would have gone, if you had gone down as you went up with pride, you would have come down, as you entered." In other words, you should have been humble to go to your pulpit and you will come out proud. But the other way around is not good. Don't go up there with pride, and you will come down with humility. That's only a story, but I'm sure this has happened.
Another reflection. Hello, Mons.
Hello.
I was privileged to visit the site of the Transfiguration in Israel. It is indeed a very high mountain, and you can see the beautiful valley below. I imagine that Jesus and the three apostles must have walked with much effort going up the mountain. After that tiresome climb, the apostles were rewarded by transfiguration. Thank you for the analogy that Jesus prepares us properly here on earth with many challenges and pains for the glory of heaven with him.
As I have been saying, this audiovisual event we call transfiguration can be studied from different angles and under different aspects to make different applications. You can hear different sermons about this. But other than the usual and the traditional, I've tried to point out that the three were privileged to be properly prepared to do their assignments, whatever that be, or wherever you be assigned. Let us see when this archdiocese will be subdivided into three dioceses. No priest is perfect. No priest is perfect. So do not demand perfection from any priest. Yes, in the life of a priest, there is give and take. But then, like in marriage, there are misgivings and mistakes. Do not expect from your priest perfection, just as you cannot expect from your husband or your wife a perfect marriage. Just learn from the imperfections, from the mistakes, and from the misgivings. One more.
Hello, Monsignor.
Hello. Hello.
Your holiest have always been well prepared. Your homilies have always been well prepared. Thank you. Through them, you make us understand the gospel reading better. You make us understand God's mission in our life here on earth. Thank you.
You see, I was once a Boy Scout. And the motto of every Boy Scout is lagging handa. Lagging handa. Always properly prepared for any eventuality. So zero in on the Mass. Zero in on the homily. Be prepared. Listen to Him. Look at Jesus, listen to Jesus, learn from Jesus, and live by Jesus. Do not entertain your parishioners. They have not come to do that. I tell you, it will be an act of injustice for a priest to be entertaining his parishioners who have come home, come from home, cross the streets, enter the church, to hear a sermon and yet be just entertained. It's an act of injustice. So this is it. I have said enough. So this is Monsignor Dakai, over and out. So, for the final blessing, the Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. So, wish us well, parish priest or religious, or whoever we are.
Wow, that was an amazing talk given by Monsignor Achilles Dakai. We are so grateful for the Lord for sending Monsignor Dakai to share God's word to all of us. We would like to thank again Monsignor Achilles Dakai, and also to our heartfelt gratitude goes to all of you who joined, interacted, and asked a question for Monsignor Dakai. Hear more from Monsignor Dakai again next weekend. This is once again the Gifted to Give podcast. For your ears only, I am Brother Gian signing off. Have a blessed Sunday to all, and to God be the glory.
You have just listened to the Gifted to Give podcast with your host, Brother Gian, Brother John, and Father Jojo. Catch our next episode. This episode of the Gifted to Give podcast was brought to you by our sponsors. Thank you for tuning in. If you enjoyed today's show, head over to our Facebook page at 500 Years of Christianity, Archdiocese of Cebu. If you love the Gifted to Give podcast, we'd love for you to subscribe, rate, and give a review everywhere you listen to your podcast. Till next time.